Tommy Young. Showtime. You've got to come back to Scotland.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's welcome. The picture that got to small.
To the real
world. Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting king. With great power.
The painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Great. Great wizard, Harry.
What are we doing up
there? They call me Mr. Tibbs.
That goes in eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life. Love. Ever dance with the devil with
eyes away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. Today's episode is on the five major climate zones of Earth, which are categorized by temperature and precipitation. And more specifically, this episode will be based on the most widely used climate classification system, the Köppen Climate Classification, which was developed by German climatologist Vladimir Köppen in 1884. There are a few variations out there to this system, with arid sometimes referred to as dry, and temperate sometimes referred to as mild, but generally the intention is very similar. It's also important to note that geographical factors such as elevation and proximity to water bodies can also create additional microclimates within these zones. So today's mnemonic is on the five major climate zones according to the Köppen classification system. So with that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. The Köppen climate classification is one of the most widely used climate classification systems. It was first published by German-Russian climatologist Vladimir Köppen in 1884, with several later modifications by Köppen, notably in 1918 and 1936. Later, German climatologist Rudolf Geiger introduced some changes to the classification system, which is thus sometimes called the Köppen-Geiger climate classification. The Köppen climate classification divides climates into five main climate groups, with each group being divided based on patterns of seasonal precipitation and temperature. The five main groups are A. Tropical, B. Arid, C. Temperate, D. Continental, and E. Polar. Each group and subgroup is represented by a letter. All climates are assigned a main group, which is the first letter, and all climates except for those in the E group are assigned a seasonal precipitation subgroup, which is the second letter. For example, AF indicates a tropical rainforest climate. The system assigns a temperature subgroup for all groups other than those in the A group, indicated by the third letter for climates in B, C, D, and the second letter for climates in E. For example, CFB indicates an oceanic climate with warm summers as indicated by the end in B. Climates are classified based on specific criteria unique to each climate type. As Köppen designed the system based on his experience as a botanist, his main climate groups are based on the types of vegetation occurring in a given climate classification region. In addition to identifying climates, the system can be used to analyse ecosystem conditions and identifying the main types of vegetation within climates. Due to its association with plant life of a given region, the system is useful in predicting future changes of plant life within that region. The Köppen climate classification system was modified further with the Treewater climate classification system in 1966. The Treewater system sought to create a more refined middle latitude climate zone, which was one of the criticisms of the Köppen system. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the five major climate zones is PACT. Now that word's spelt a little bit differently, has two T's, so it's P-A-C-T-T. And for this one, we picture the AI from all the countries of the world coming together and forming a pact to protect the planet from humans. So, we'll get into it. For the pact, we take the P for polar, the A for arid or dry, the C continental, the first T temperate, and the final T tropical. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the five major climate zones. And the mnemonic is PACT. We take the P for polar, the A for arid or dry, the C, continental, the first T, temperate, and the second T, tropical. Now on to...
five fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. The key difference between weather and climate is somewhat misunderstood. The weather is what's happening now. For instance, it might be sunny, raining, or overcast, whereas the climate is the pattern of weather in a place over a much longer period of time. And fact number two, a summary of the zones is as follows. The polar zone is extremely cold, arid zones are dry, like deserts, continental zones are inland, temperate zones are mild, and tropical zones are where you would find rainforests. And fact number three, local climates can exist in a particular zone that are incongruous to the region's climate zone. For instance, there may be a snow-capped mountain in a temperate zone. And fact number four, still on mountains, as mentioned, the higher the altitude, the cooler the temperature. This is because the air is thinner and less able to absorb and store heat. And fact number five, another factor that modifies the temperature is proximity to large bodies of water. The ocean absorbs and stores large amounts of heat and thus usually milder and wetter than inland areas. And we do have a bonus fact, and that fact is, each climate zone can be broken down into subcategories. For example, polar is broken down into tundra, ice cap, and highlands. Now, I thought coming up with a weather pun was going to be a breeze, but, as you know, I've been a little bit under the weather as of late. However, I did find a story of a man who was driving a train who got struck by lightning. Now, apparently, it was stated by many of the eyewitnesses to the event that he was a good conductor. Now on to...
the three-question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Who would predict future long-term trends in weather patterns? A meteorologist or a climatologist? And question two. What two things would a climatologist measure over time to describe its climate? And question three. The basis of all climate on Earth comes from what? And we do have two bonus questions, and the first one is, what is the latitude range of a polar zone? 0 to 30 degrees, 30 to 60 degrees, or 60 to 90 degrees? And our last bonus question, which climate zone covers the largest portion of Earth? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the five major climate zones is PACT. For the PACT, we take the P for polar, the A for arid or dry, the C continental, the first T temperate, and the second T tropical. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, who would predict future long-term trends in weather patterns? A meteorologist or a climatologist? And the person that would predict future long-term trends in weather patterns is a climatologist. And question two, what two things would a climatologist measure over time to describe its climate? And the two things that a climatologist would measure over time to describe its climate is temperature and precipitation. And question three, the basis of all climate on Earth comes from what? And the basis of all climate on Earth comes from the sun. It is the way the sun's energy moves in and out of the atmosphere and around the planet. And our first bonus question, what is the latitude range of a polar zone? And your options were 0 to 30 degrees, 30 to 60 degrees, or 60 to 90 degrees. And the latitude range of a polar zone is 0 to 30 degrees. And our last bonus question, which climate zone covers the largest portion of Earth? And the climate zone that covers the largest portion of Earth is the temperate zone. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is mizzle. And that is spelt M-I-Z-Z-L-E. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is drizzle, mist. And our simple example today is the dawn broke with a mizzle and became torrential as the day progressed. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we'll announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.